No, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And of course, my last report to the General Counsel was in December, just days after we had adopted the three decisions which put our work back on track. One of those decisions set the deadline of July 2015 for elaborating a clearly defined work program on the remaining issues of the DDA. And in light of this new time frame, we have intensified our work on developing the work program. As you know, we have done this by engaging in discussions through a number of parallel but complementary tracks. So one track is the work conducted by the chairs of the negotiating bodies. And this is where the more detailed work has been taking place over the past weeks. Another track is my own consultations as TNC chair. And these consultations at ambassadorial level have complemented the chair's process. Now, the aim of these consultations, my consultations, has been to have a deeper political discussion in a more interactive format. So far, the focus has been on the three core issues of agriculture, NAMA, and services. They have been an opportunity to try to understand where members are today on these key issues and to identify where the gaps and commonalities may lie. Now, the chairs of the three core areas have been invited to these consultations along with members in a variety of compositions which have changed as necessary. And I have then provided reports to the full membership through the Room W meetings and now through the General Counsel. And these so-called Room W meetings are the remaining track that I wanted to mention. And I launched this process last month. The meetings are at the heads of delegation level. And we have met twice so far, on the 21st, and the 29th of January. And these meetings allow for a more strategic focus to our work with the aim of identifying the kind of outcomes that members could collectively pursue in the more detailed discussions in the negotiating groups. Though they also allow for specific issues that have been discussed in the negotiating groups and elsewhere to be communicated to the whole membership. So this is, of course, essential for maintaining the transparent and inclusive approach which was so important in the lead-up to Bali. And these complementary tracks have formed the spine of our efforts. The approach has allowed for a level of informality that brings with it the necessary flexibility to ensure more honest and direct conversations while maintaining transparency and inclusiveness. Yesterday, I convened the chairs of the negotiating groups to review the progress made to date. And some chairs have already circulated more detailed written reports on their activities. And the progress made thus so far is reported there, and the next steps are also mentioned in those documents. So I encourage you all to look at these reports. And I will provide now a quick overview of progress of the negotiating groups before providing my own assessment. So, and this is based mostly on what the chairs have reported to me. And let's start with agriculture. So the chair of the special session has been carrying out consultations in a variety of configurations, including an informal meeting of the special session on 28 January. He has also consulted on public stockholding for food security purposes. And a report on all these consultations is contained in document job/ag/35. Now, concerning the work program, the focus in the consultations so far has been mostly on the domestic support and the market access pillars. However, this does not mean that they are more important than all the other issues. As the chair has emphasized, it is clear that all elements within the agricultural framework are interrelated, and there seems to be a general acceptance that they will need to be dealt with as an overall package. Now, there has been a good level of attendance and engagement at those consultations, which has, of course, highlighted the growing realization among members that the key issues need to be tackled in a detailed and concrete way. Delegations are beginning to get down to the substance, and this needs to continue and intensify. With this in mind, the chair will be continuing his consultations and will convene an informal meeting of the special session in the near future. So keep on watch for that. Moving on the negotiating group to on market access, the chair has held intensive bilateral meetings with members. The details of those consultations have been circulated to members in a report by the chair in job/MA/115. And the main focus of the chair's consultations has been on tariffs. The consultations have shown that work should mainly focus on the so-called formula-applying countries, so that's the focus, at the first stage. Certain ideas have been orally presented in terms of an alternative approach to the Swiss formula in REV 3, and as the chair has noted in his report, at this stage, these are only ideas which would need at some point in time to be translated into more concrete proposals. An open-ended meeting of the negotiating group has been convened for the 2nd of March to discuss the observations from these consultations and for information sharing on activities amongst members in respect to NTBs. Now, over the past few weeks, that's moving now to services special session, so that chair has consulted with over 40 delegations in a variety of configurations on the next step towards the services component of the work program. And the chair has circulated an update on these consultations for discussions at an informal meeting of the special session that will be held next Tuesday on the 24th of February. And this is in document RD/serve/123. It is hoped that this discussion will lead to significantly greater clarity on the next step to be taken towards the work program. Now let's turn to the Committee on Trade and Development special session. And I understand that the proponents have tabled two lists of S&D provisions that they would like to be taken up as part of the work program. And although the special session awaits concrete textual proposals by the proponent soon, this indeed is a forward step in this important area of our work. And I am confident that substantive work in the special session will begin as soon as textual proposals have been tabled by the proponents. And a report of the chairman of the special session is contained in document TN/CTD/29. Now, TRIPS Council special session. And the chair held consultations on the 2nd and the 3rd of February with interested delegations to prepare for a session of informal information sharing that he suggested at the last informal open-ended meeting in December. Following the feedback from some delegations that participated in these consultations, the special session will hold an informal information session on the 23rd of February, so that's very shortly, which will provide a factual overview of the past work in the TRIPS special session, followed, of course, by an opportunity for members to discuss these things. And this meeting is held back-to-back with a regular session of the TRIPS Council to permit the participation of capital-based delegates. Moving on to rules, the chairman has been conducting bilateral consultations with a range of delegations and groupings regarding proposals for a stock-taking workshop and more generally regarding the best way to proceed in the rules negotiations. The chairman has scheduled open-ended informal consultations next Thursday, at which time he will provide a detailed report to the full membership on what he has heard from members regarding the stock-taking proposal. And this will also provide an opportunity for further collective reflection on where things stand in the group in the context of the work program. So, moving on to the special session of the Committee on Trade and Environment, the Chair is preparing, together with the Secretariat, an information session on the three items of the environment negotiations. And this is to follow up on what was agreed at the informal open-ended meeting in December. The intention of this session is to refresh delegations' memory and help the special session gain a better understanding of the state of play. The necessary preparatory documentation will be circulated next week, and the information session has been tentatively scheduled on the 13th of March, and an invitation will be issued shortly. Finally, in the DSU negotiations, the Chairman presented a formal report in January in document TN/DS/26, reflecting the completion of the horizontal process initiated in 2013. And as reflected in the Chairman's report, this work has led to the presentation of conceptual elements of possible solutions in all 12 issues under discussion. And these elements do not at this stage reflect full convergence, nor do all participants perceive these elements taken together as necessarily reflecting an adequate overall balance of interests. In his report, the Chairman expressed his view that this horizontal process and the elements presented in this context, combined with the previous work, have the potential to greatly facilitate the development of meaningful and achievable improvements and clarifications to the DSU. So, Mr. Chairman, that concludes the roundup of progress in each of the negotiating groups. I will proceed now to my overview. And I believe that we have had a productive start to the intensive process that we launched last month. In the past few weeks, members have started to engage more substantively, particularly in the three core areas. Progress is low, but we are moving forward. Substantive positions have not changed a great deal since the last time these issues were discussed, but the tone of the discussions has been more positive. And from my conversations with ministers, I am confident that there is now real political will behind our work. And this is truly invaluable. We have to use now the momentum that we have. It is also encouraging that members seem ready to engage and to entertain new thinking in a number of areas. Some ideas that had been informally floated very vaguely in earlier consultations are now being further discussed. That's very important. We are trying to identify a path towards convergence in a way that is creative, but which also builds on the work that we have done up until now. And it is instructive that in some areas we are still at the stage of either information sessions or stock-taking of the status of work. Effectively, we're doing that to refresh our memory, right, about what happened. I'm sure that many delegates, I myself, don't remember things which were negotiated 10 years ago. So these sessions are useful. We will need to move, however, past this stage soon, right, in order to make progress. And if we are to do this, then members need to be ready. They need to be willing and able to discuss the shape of the deals that they believe to be achievable. Look, at this point in time, everyone has a different scenario in mind. But if we're going to test these scenarios, then we need to share these scenarios with each other. But by doing this, then we will be able to see whether these scenarios can collectively and progressively move us towards convergence at some point in time. So, as I see it, to find solutions, you need to move away from general statements of what we hope is desirable and also away from finger pointing. Okay? To a situation where, one, we identify more clearly the problems and the challenges which are ahead of us, and two, where we explore potential solutions for each of those problems and challenges. And I am not suggesting, and I stress that we move away from the existing mandates or guiding principles. I am simply suggesting that we have to explore alternative approaches and alternative paths which fit within these mandates and principles. Now, this conversation will be deepened over the next 2 to 3 weeks under the chair's processes. And as ever, the key word is doability. And this means that what is doable has to be doable for all members, not just for some. And all members have their red lines and sensitivities, both as demandeurs and as contributors. And we know, especially now, what these red lines and sensitivities are. And that's more clear to us now than for a long time. So we need to continue working in a constructive spirit and try to work around those sensitivities and find creative solutions. I would also urge you once again to talk directly to each other. Don't just try to communicate to each other through me or through the chairs. Direct dialogue between members will be crucial. And while agriculture, NAMA, and services remain core issues, I stress again that everything is on the table. Our discussion should continue in all of the negotiating groups, because once we see movement in one area, we will need to be ready to move in all areas. There won't be time to catch up. In this context, the information sharing sessions are very important, because most of us, like I said, are not familiar with issues which were negotiated almost a decade ago. So I also stress again that development remains a central element to all of this work and will remain so in all of our conversations as we move forward. And this applies to LDC issues as well. And I am very grateful for the very helpful and constructive session which I had with the LDC group at their retreat earlier this week. So in the coming days, I will be away from Geneva to continue engaging with capitals. I will be visiting Chile, Paraguay, Brazil, and Germany. And the chairs will continue to advance our work during this period, and I will be kept fully informed of what is happening here. When I return, I intend to continue my consultations and convene further meetings in Room W. So time is moving on, July is coming, and yet we still have a long distance to travel. We are committed to agreeing a clear, detailed, modalities-like work program which would lead to rapid conclusion of the round. And general statements will not achieve that goal. The only way that we can do this is to be much more focused and much more interactive. And we have to talk to each other much more in an open and constructive way, and we have to be ready to explore scenarios. We need to get into a solution-finding mode. We do have real momentum now, so let's move to the next stage. So this is my report. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. That concludes it.